Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Wait a minute. Happy, happy, happy first day of spring Saturday.
Look outside. Does it look like spring? I'm having trouble getting my juju up because it's all cloudy. You know, that affects my mood.
Well, don't let it.
I can't help it. I'm a sunshine girl. That's why I live in Florida.
You know, we have 52 Saturdays of the year. What's this? The first one this year that it's not sunshining? It's okay. We need some rain. Not April yet, you know, how about March showers?
You know, I love the rain because it makes our grass green and it helps houses sell.
There you go.
I'm all about the rain.
Okay. It's beautiful above the clouds.
Yes,
the clouds aren't that high. We know it's Florida. We know it's beautiful.
Yep.
We know that houses are going to sell. We got some stories about houses and selling today. And I want to remind everyone, by the way, that it's the Gate River Run this morning. So if you're planning on going anywhere, check the route because we don't want you to get lost. Your GPS does not know about the Gate River Run today. So be careful where you're going. You may be diverted. It started earlier this morning, so it'll probably be over by noon or so. But you may be diverted. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I want to tell you what happened this week with real estate, and then I'll get into what's special about today. Or you know what? I'm going to tell you about what's special today. This is the longest list of what's special about today on this first day of spring, also known as the, remember from science class? It is the vernal equinox.
Cool.
How about that? Vernal equinox. There are so many special days about today. Four of them are always on the first day of spring. The first one is it's International Astrology Day.
Okay.
Are you an astrologist?
No.
No? Okay. Me neither. You know, I'm a Gemini, and you always tease me about bring back twin one versus twin two.
You definitely have the twin thing going. Yeah. Plus, you are a twin. Yeah. So.
Also on this first day of spring, it's the Great American Meat Out Day. Eat your meat. Whatever kind of meat you like. So sorry,
is that
vegans.
Like grill?
Whatever.
Or is it go purchase something at a restaurant? What do you mean?
Whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
It's also Proposal Day.
Oh.
So if you have a honey, then propose
to them. So like a marriage proposal.
Marriage proposal. And you know, there are 2 days of the year that are Proposal Day. It's the vernal equinox and the autumnal equinox, the first day of autumn.
How about that?
Yeah, and
new
one,
beginnings either
one,
way.
One more that is always on the first day of spring. All these other days are, it could be the third day of the third Saturday of March, or it could be just the 20th. But this one is the first day of spring. It's World Storytelling Day. So if you have kids that are young or grandchildren, or you're just babysitting or something, tell them a story. Not a lie, but a story, okay? World Storytelling Day. Some other special days, it's Alien Abduction Day. If you believe that you have ever been abducted or you think that you will be abducted someday, then this is a day just for you.
What if I believe you've been abducted?
I don't know how to respond to that.
See, it must be true.
Except I will allow you to abduct me. How about that? All right. It's also Bibliomania Day.
Ooh, crazy about books.
It's crazy about books, but to the point of hoarding.
We knew someone who was like that.
But only to the point of hoarding. There are a lot of people that collect books, but not to the point of hoarding.
See.
And there was a famous person that actually hoarded over 23,000
Ooh, that's a lot.
Books.
That is
stole
a lot.
23,000 books from 47 states from different libraries and museums and was finally caught and went to jail for it.
That seems like a bigger issue, really.
Yes. It's
also seems like someone who has a theft problem.
Yes, it's also French Language Day, so I have a question for you.
Parlez-vous français?
That's right. Very good. It's also the International Day of Happiness. So it's a day to help people.
International Day of Happiness?
Yeah, that's
right. This should be my day.
That's right. So
there
I want you to put a big smile on your face. It's to help people lead a fulfilling lives around the world.
Mm,
and
important.
For those of you Harry Potter fans, it's Hufflepuff Pride Day.
Hufflepuff.
Now, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you know what Hufflepuff is. I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
It's one of the four schools or something.
Don't know.
Teams at the school. I don't know. It's also Maple Syrup Saturday. National Jump Out Day. Get out and jump rope.
Oh, that's fun.
National Corn Dog Day. National Black Bear Day. International Earth Day. National or International Sports Car Racing Day. National Kiss Your Fiancé Day. Now, you were once my fiancé.
I was.
I promise you that I will kiss you today. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. And National Ravioli Day, National Quilting Day, Play the Recorder Day. Do you remember having a recorder in middle school?
Yeah. It's interesting how many things that they can make up for days.
All right, one more.
Right?
I'll give you one more. There are actually several more.
Some of them are so obscure.
Yeah. I'll give you one more and then we'll quit. World Day of Theater for Children and Young People.
I like that.
Yeah. I was in theater when I was in elementary school.
You still are.
What does that mean?
The world's your stage, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Hey, Alan wants to add something.
He's still acting up.
He's still acting up.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the perfect way to say it.
All right. By the way, I got to tell you what happened this week. And, Angela, this actually happened to one of your customers that they found a house that they loved. And you said, we got to put in an offer above asking price. And they were against it at first. You convinced them to do it. And
well, you know what? It's against everyone's sensibilities, right? So if you're conservative and you're fiscally conservative, it's against your sensibility to give people more money than they've asked for. I get it. But that is the environment we're in today. You must give the seller more money than they're asking for.
Because other people
want to own that house.
Because other people are going to do that. Because there's a shortage of homes on the market.
That's correct.
You know, this time last year.
Wait, are you going to give the details?
Well, I will.
Okay.
But this time last year, you would never do that. And you asked for closing costs on a lot of cases.
Yeah, and we would never do that now.
Well, in this case, you offered $20,000
over
above and still didn't get it.
Correct.
In fact, they had multiple offers. You didn't even come in second. You didn't come in third.
Nope.
It sold for how much over?
30,000 over.
Oh, my.
And no escalatory addendum. He just offered 30,000 over.
And said he'd pay over even if the appraisal didn't
happen. Took all the contingencies out of the offer. Y'all got to get smart if you want to get a house these days. You got to get just ruthless and do things you don't want to do.
That's
the way you're going to win the bid.
Okay, which gets us into the contest of the day. We've been telling you that there's a shortage of homes and that homes are selling fast and sometimes selling over list price. For the month of February, this is a national question. It's not just Jacksonville. Guess nationwide, what percentage of homes sold above list price? So we'll give you a percentage. We'll give you if you're within 1% high or low. What percentage of homes sold above asking price or above list price nationwide? This happened in February.
Nationwide, huh?
Nationwide.
You don't want to talk about local?
I don't know local.
Well, it's 100%.
It's not 100%.
I believe it to be 100%,
sir. It's not 100%. No, it isn't.
Oh, it is.
All right, so call us. What's the number to call, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-8255.
All right, we got lots more to talk about, including, would you pay more for a lucky house? Or what's a lucky house? Or an unlucky home? We're going to talk about that. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back and answer your questions. Stay with us. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. Even if the weather's bad, it's still a very happy Saturday.
It's not bad. Let's see. It's not snowing. It's not storming.
Not here.
There's not an
ice storm. It's
probably
snowing somewhere. It's probably storming somewhere.
There was snow in the Midwest. It closed down some roads where we were last week in the northern part of the state. Last week we were in New Mexico. And Arizona.
And Texas.
We're back.
And Mississippi.
Thank you for listening while we were gone. Christine Kennedy stood in for us on one day, and then we called in from the road on another day. We are glad to be back here in the studio. Hopefully you can hear us better than before.
Yes.
Anyway, so Angela, what happened this week here in Northeast Florida?
That's a great question, Howard. This past week for homes and condominiums, 837 offers got accepted. 522 new homes came on the market, and 335 of the 522, that's 64%, Howard, they're already under contract. 76 of which went under contract on the very first day. And 537 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations. That's exciting to get a new home.
How about that?
That means 537 people won the bid, Howard.
They won the bid. That's right.
Yes. It's very exciting.
So what happened to interest rates?
Well, interest rates. Okay. So here's what happened. They did inch up just a bit this past week. The 30-year rate rose 0.08% to 3.09%. And during this same week, last year, rates were at 3.65%. So we're still below last year.
By a lot.
The 15-year rate, it also rose 0.02% to 2.40%. I would say still get a refinancing if you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
And this time last year, the rate was 3.06%. So it's still better than it was this time last year.
Substantially.
Indeed. The FHA 30-year is around 2.92%. The rise in interest rate means that the economy may be improving. Let's hear what the Van Wees have to say about that when they come on the show next.
You know, you mentioned about FHA, and we have a new segment that we're going to talk about. Bet you didn't know. You heard something from our mortgage broker, Christine, about each lender with FHA. And, of course, FHA is a national lender. FHA is part of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. They're all part of the national organization. And lenders have a maximum. So tell us about that. Tell us what you learned.
So as I understood it in my conversation with Christine, which, by the way, y'all, I haven't heard this from any other source. So, you know, her company that she's with, Success Mortgage Partners, is so large, they sell directly to Freddie and Fannie. You know, they skip the middleman thing. So this is awesome to have this information. So here's the deal. They want to limit the amount of investment properties and second homes that they're putting in their portfolio. So what they're doing is they're limiting all the sources that come to them, whether it's Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Visar, it doesn't matter. Whoever the mortgage company is who is trying to sell them that loan or have them back that loan, they are limiting that to 7%. So let's say you go to Bank of America and you're trying to get a second home and they can't sell it on the back market, right? And they don't want to hold it in their portfolio.
Because they've hit their
7%. Well, don't take no as the answer. Go somewhere else. Because maybe, and again, Success Mortgage Partners or anybody, Watson Mortgage, it doesn't matter who you're talking about. Anybody may not have hit their 7% yet. Well, so you could get that really good deal with a different lender. So don't hear no when you're told no if you're trying to get a second home or an investment property.
So here's the interesting thing. Success Mortgage Partners is not a direct lender. They broker it through many, many, many different lenders. So what Christine can do for you is they can go through Bank of America. They can go through this lender. 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 So try Christine. If you've been turned down someplace else, go to Christine.
So we have a caller on 9-1.
Okay. Good morning, Phil. How are you today?
Not bad. Doing better. Health is getting a little better. You forgot one thing.
What's that?
It is national and Northeast Florida Day of Distinction for Angela and Howard Day for bringing happiness to all of us all the time.
Yay! Yes, let's make that a national day.
It's a little late, but I should have rented those big causeway super duper things that had 20 signs in 20 seconds, and we just put salute national Angela and Howard Day. And Angela, you're the admiral, and Howard's the vice admiral, and your name gets top billing, okay?
She does. She does get top billing.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
And I want to hear someday when we have a coffee or brunch, I want to hear how you met story. However, I'm going to go 35. I was going to say 37-38% on your question. I'm going to go 35%. I'm going to be conservative because this is nationwide, and that's a lot of numbers.
You are not going to believe this, but you hit it. It is 36%.
Yay!
I thought we'd have to narrow it down by people calling.
Wow. Well, I'm not supposed to hit it 29 minutes into your show. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
No. It's totally fine. Absolutely.
I'm calling with five minutes left, okay? And if I make it to May, I'll be 82, and I never thought I'd live it to be 45. I traveled all the world except for 7 to 8 countries. Unfortunately, with my health, I can't rent a nice big RV and go. Thanks God for direct deposit. But so it's back down to 38 on my bucket list. But my goal this season, which is spring today, before summer, is to not only meet with you two for a brunch or coffee or whatnot, and also Joe Pippin, my good friend, even if I have to go down to Largo and bring him a pizza and make believe I'm a pizza delivery guy or something.
Well, he comes to Jacksonville every 3 weeks.
We were supposed to meet back in December, but my health just couldn't allow it. I'm doing better. I've been off the air for quite a while because of breathing and lung collapsing and things like that. But good Lord didn't want me yet. And I'm going to let you get back to your callers.
Well, don't hang up.
I'm gonna read you something real quick.
Go ahead.
That I found in the archives was given to me back in 1952. It says, it's real quick, Secret of Life. And this is dedicated to you guys. Secret of Life. Take time to think. It is the source of power. Take time to play. It is the secret of perpetual youth. Take time to be friendly. It is the road to happiness. Take time to work. It is the price of success. Take time to pray. It is the greatest power on earth. Take time to love and be loved. It is the way of God. Take time to reminisce on Angela and Howard's Real Estate Show, because they are the best of the best. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you ever want to run for office, one phone call to Tallahassee, I will get you each. Well, she's going to get 200,001 votes, but Howard, I'll get you 200,000 votes with one phone call. Not a problem. And that's out of my dad's old black book, and he left me 7 of them, and it has names and numbers in there, and they still work, so it's okay. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Wait, wait, don't, no, hang up. Don't hang up.
No,
because we're going to send you back to Alan.
Yeah. No, we're going to give you back to Alan, and Alan's going to get your address so we can send you something.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure it's small, okay?
Yes, it'll be small.
You know, I love hearing from you, Phil, every week with your words of wisdom and your joy and your happiness in life. And,
yes, it is a pleasure.
And thank you so much for calling in.
I will try to tell
in.
You a quick, well, it means so much to me also. Y'all are family to me. Don't you ever forget that. And I might have to get something from the gentleman that's going to talk to me, because I think I might put both of y'all in my will. But don't bump me off, because my dad was a big union boss, and I know about that stuff.
All right, you know, do we strike you as the type of people that would bump you off?
Pasquale,
man, you know what?
School, put him in front of the limo. Yeah, you know, probably.
You have the nicest things to say about us. You can't go anywhere.
You know, I went in service for 4 years. I had an excellent boss. My first 3 were Angela. You would kick him out the back door. You wouldn't even let him in the kitchen. But I bumped into a guy that was super, and he went way up the ranks. He brought me with him, but we traveled the world together. And I'll tell you what, when no one was around, we were good friends. And you, Levi, and I have bonded through the airways.
Yes.
And don't you ever forget that.
Absolutely.
Every day I pray for you guys. Okay?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, God bless you. We're going to send you back to Alan.
And I want to see you like Joe Pippen, 30 years. On the network, okay?
Yeah, we've been doing it 10.
Even when you're wealthier and more famous after that 13th million or 14th million, it's all good. Because when you get older, it's not about money. Long story short, a while back when I came out of the hospital this last time, we went to my favorite little eatery place in Clay County. And I heard about this waitress that just started a year ago. Her fiance died. They were both divorced. They had 3 or 4 kids. So I got my 3 cell phones, and I put $20 under one, $40 under one, and the big one, I took out the battery, and I put $160 in. So I said, okay, when I'm done, you're going to pick door number 1, door number 2, door number 3. Well, anyway, the one she picked, there was nothing under, but that was the one with the money. I gave her all of it, and because that was her last day, I found out, and she's going to a new job. But it is what it is. And it's not about money, and it's about you guys. And God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, Phil.
Thank you for calling, Phil.
Yes, sir.
What a great segment we just had with Phil calling in.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, we got so much to talk about during the next segment of our show. And we hope everybody stays with us. We're going to compare our metropolitan area with other metropolitan areas around the country and see how we are doing with respect to, is it a tough market here compared to other areas around the country? I want to see, are we going to feel good after this segment, or are we going to feel not so good? You're going to have to stay with us to hear what we have to say about that. Anyway, so stay with us, everyone. This is going to be an interesting one. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. California Democratic Representative Jimmy Gomez on Friday formally introduced a resolution to expel outspoken Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. The effort is not expected to succeed and even lacks the backing of top Democrats, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Ohio Senator Rob Portman says smugglers are taking advantage of President Biden's lax border policies to smuggle not only human beings, but also guns and drugs, including fentanyl, into the country. He says it is a bona fide crisis, and despite its refutations of the fact, the Biden administration knows it, as it has deployed FEMA to the region as well. Arkansas's attorney general now accusing Walgreens of fueling the opioid crisis in the state in a new lawsuit, saying it's not doing enough to track down and exclude bogus orders. This is SRN News.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
When your family gets together, everybody's talking and laughing, usually standing in the kitchen, right? Families gather around food. The Madure brothers have put together a few restaurants based on that same concept. Families gathering around great food. Matthew's Restaurant in San Marco, Restaurant Madure in Ponte Vedra, Rue St. Mark in San Marco, Midtown Table, an Italian-inspired kitchen on Gate Parkway, and the three M Shack burger locations, Nocatee, Atlantic Beach, and Town Center. Whatever kind of food inspires you, the Madure brothers have a place for you to gather. And just like with your family, all important decisions are made in the kitchen, not in a boardroom. Find out more at madurebrothers.com. Great food from our family to yours.
This is Paul Stassi, Executive Director of City Rescue Mission, and we're celebrating 75 years of making a difference in our community. With the original purpose of Soup, Soap, and Salvation, we have continued to expand our services to best fit the needs of those experiencing homelessness and hardships. We couldn't do this without the generosity of your time and donations. Because of you, we're able to continue our mission of offering hope, healing, and change through the love and compassion of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, and we look forward to what God will do through us together in the next 75 years. For more information and how you can help, visit CRMJax.org.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Gonna be breezy with a 20% chance of showers and mostly cloudy skies today. High 59. 70% chance of rain tonight. Breezy and cloudy, low of 52. Will be cloudy, breezy. 60% chance of rain Sunday. High 64. Mostly cloudy Sunday through Wednesday night. Down to about 55, and then partly sunny Monday through Wednesday with highs around 70.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Hey, we understand that there's some static over the radio waves. And it is probably the weather. That's whether you are listening on your radio, in your car, whether you're listening on the computer. It doesn't matter. We're not sure what the problem is, but we hope that some of you can hear us. I am not sure really what the problem is, but we think that it is the weather. But we thank you for tuning
in
regardless.
That's what our producer said. It's the weather.
All right.
So, bummer. Sorry. We have lots of great content for you today.
Well, whether it's the weather or whether it's not the weather, we are here for you. Hey, I wanted to compare our metro area, to other metro areas around the country? This is from a buyer's perspective. We talked about the lack of inventory for buyers, resulting often in multiple offers. But how does that compare to other large metro areas around the country? Now, we know that different metro areas are different sizes, so it's not exactly fair to compare, all right, how many active listings are there here compared to, in a town in Tennessee or in L.A. or in other areas. So the only way to really compare is per the number of households. So there was a company that looked at comparing it to the per 10,000 existing households. So I want to tell you that Jacksonville had 184 active listings per month per 10,000 existing households. Now, that number is meaningless until you compare it to others. So, of course, most of the active listings, they get sold pretty quick. So those of you know that the inventory is pretty low here. So it's 184. Now, let's compare that to some other cities. Orlando and Virginia Beach, they had 150 active listings. So inventory is a little bit tighter than Orlando and Virginia Beach. How about Tampa? Tampa's a little less. They had 137 compared to our 184. How about Richmond, Virginia, where I grew up? Theirs is down to 86 active listings compared to our 184. It gets worse. If you live in Pittsburgh, it's 75 compared to our 184. It gets worse. The D.C. metro area, District of Columbia, it's 65 compared to our 184. And the beautiful city of Salt Lake City, I don't know whether you've ever been there, but it's a gorgeous city.
Gorgeous, yeah.
It has less than one-third of our inventory, 54 active units per 100,000 homes.
10,000.
Per 10,000 homes. Less than a third of the inventory than we have.
Nobody wants to move if you're in Salt Lake City.
Well, they might want a bigger home. Mm-hmm. They may want a smaller home.
I don't know. I think you get a view and you're set.
They have young people that, graduate college, get a job, want to buy a home. So imagine trying to buy a home there. Actually, Jacksonville has the fifth highest availability of large cities in the country.
Why I think that is?
Why?
I don't know, but is it just Jacksonville or is it in the metropolitan
area?
It's
the metropolitan area. It's another reason to love.
It's possible that it's new construction because we're still building here. Some of the northern places are not building with new construction the way we are here. We still have a lot of space.
But this is availability of, this is not, it shouldn't count new construction because they're not available yet. They're not active on the market.
You can get on contract for them. I believe that would count as available.
Well, but they looked at the multiple listings to see what's an active listing. And a lot of these that are, that become available to buy never show up as active listings. I don't know. I don't know the details on how they determine this, except that it was per 10,000. It's a rate of active listings.
Since you don't know, I'm just going to claim I'm right.
All right. You know what?
Yeah.
Here's
I
what.
I like that.
I'm going to claim that you are absolutely 100%
exactly
right. But it's so interesting that Jacksonville has the fifth highest availability in the entire of all of the 50.
I promise you our buyers don't think so.
I know, but
you know,
I thought
buyer
I would enlighten
after buyer
people
missing out on contracts.
Now
they
you
don't
know
think
what
so
city had the highest or the worst? No, the highest availability. This is going to surprise you.
What?
The Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Pompano Beach area. They had double the availability per 10,000. We had 184.
That is surprising, actually.
They had 337.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Surprising. And the lowest availability.
Well, you already said was Salt Lake City, right?
Well, there was one other one, but I'm not surprised about this. It's the San Francisco area. It was very close to Salt Lake City, but San Francisco is so expensive. No one can afford there anyway. But I guess nobody's putting it on the market. I don't know. But Salt Lake City surprised me. Beautiful city, and virtually nothing is available there. So
interesting.
That's why I love living here in Jacksonville. We have great availability. Well, if you're a buyer, it doesn't seem like it's great because we have so many people putting houses on the market. We had someone in our office that put a house on the market late Monday night. So obviously nobody saw it. And by 11 o'clock in the morning, they had 28 showings scheduled. And they had, I believe, 17 offers by 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And obviously, 17 people hadn't seen it. Most of them had not seen it, but put in offers. And
so people are starting to write offers on properties sight unseen.
Yes.
And you know what? Sellers don't really appreciate that. We went to a home yesterday, and I had called the agent to talk to them about it. And they said, oh, yeah, by the way, we already do have an offer. But the seller's not excited because the buyer hasn't seen it. And they want someone who's going to love it, not someone who's going to show up in a few days or a week or whenever that buyer was coming down. I think they were coming from Washington or somewhere. They don't want them to back out of the offer because they haven't seen the house.
Yeah. Let's talk about for sale by owners. You had, when we were talking this morning, you had an interesting, you and I had an interesting conversation about somebody that wanted to sell as a for sale by owner and why they shouldn't necessarily take, you know, the first offer that comes along.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, look at the TV, the Watson commercial's on. That's funny. Good timing.
So tell everybody
all right,
about that.
Let me tell
discussion.
You what happened. So we go into this home, and number one, when I first thought about going to the home, I almost didn't because the pictures looked terrible. It looked like it was going to be a waste of time. And then when I discovered, oh, it's a for sale by owner, so that's why the pictures look terrible because, you know, they did it with their little cell phone or whatever. They're not a photographer. It didn't look good. It didn't attract me to the property. Anyway, we go to the property anyway because it's in the right neighborhood. And so we're there, and then the lady says, so let me know if your customers like it or not because, you know, we did get an offer, and they're insisting that we respond to them by tomorrow morning. And I don't know that I want to do that because I want my attorney to look at it. And that's not till Monday. And I said, then just tell them you have to wait. You're not going to respond till Monday. Well, they said that they would go and find another house. So it's a very difficult market if you are licensed and a professional real estate agent or realtor. So to think that you can do this by yourself as a homeowner, not really understanding the dynamics of what's happening in today's market, that customer, that for sale by owner would do so much better to hire a real estate professional to make sure that they get the most amount of money possible. Because you know why? Because realtors aren't going to be pushed around. I mean, they're going to do everything in your best interest to make sure your house gets as much money as possible. You're likely to make way more money with a realtor than without one. I mean, that has been proven time and time again. So I would encourage all the people who, you know, think they're going to save the 6% or whatever the commission amount could be, that,
or probably 3, because it's likely that a realtor is going to bring that buyer.
That's right. So you're going to pay 3 anyway. But the point is, you think you're saving money, but in the long run, you could really be hurting yourself. Because in this environment, if you do everything right, you are likely to have multiple offers above the asking price by far.
Especially,
and only a realtor working on your side is going to make sure that contract's so tight that you get to the closing table.
Especially since it'll be marketed better to more of the masses if you're not a for sale by owner.
Well, you say especially, but I think especially that they will get them to the closing table. They'll make sure to select the right offer and to have all the right words in it that matter.
We'll be right back. Great information. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
So I've got a question for you, my lady.
Oh, my goodness.
Did
Who
you
are
have
you?
A good St. Patrick's Day? Did you wear green?
I did not wear green, and nobody pinched me, so I call that a bad day.
Well, you
I didn't
need
get
to
pinched.
You need to get a little more luck in your life.
Oh, is that with you? With your fake accent?
What do you mean, lady?
Yeah, it's not working.
Well, right in time for St. Patrick's Day, researchers at LendingTree looked at the role of luck and superstition in home buying. Did you know that there's luck and superstition in home buying?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And you know you're part of that?
How do you figure?
I'm going to tell you that.
Oh, boy.
I am.
Have no idea where you're going with this.
Well, researchers there found that 4 in 10 respondents admitted to a superstitious explanation for passing up on buying some homes. Specific reasons given for superstitious decisions and behavior, including nearly 4 in 10 buyers chose not to purchase a home near a cemetery.
I get that.
I don't understand. They're quiet neighbors. Another 32% would skip out on buying a home with an unlucky street number.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How about that? And 30% wouldn't buy a home if the previous owner experienced a tragedy such as death.
Oh, yes.
On the other end of the spectrum, about half of buyers said they would overextend their budget in order to buy a home that for some idiosyncratic reason they considered lucky.
Like
what? In fact, we're going to get to that. In fact, survey responders said they'd spend at least $30,000 above their target home price if the home that they really considered was lucky.
I think that number has to go up now.
Well, maybe. Besides unlucky street number, the most commonly cited superstitious reasons, including, I learned something bad happened in the home, or I felt bad vibes when I was inside the home. Others included unlucky street number, an unlucky time of year. I don't know what that means. And the home structure or layout, this is one for you, was poor feng shui.
Feng shui.
Feng shui.
Absolutely.
Or the house, as I said, was too near a cemetery or a funeral home. Now, if you're wondering about feng shui, and I know you know this, the respondents specified that the staircase faces the front door. That's bad feng shui. The back and front doors are in the same path.
Absolutely.
That's bad.
Because the energy flows through the front and goes right out the back.
And the bathroom faces the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And they said all those could be potential deal breakers.
Well, now, if you study feng shui, though, you can fix them all.
Well, and some of the people responded by saying that they would simply anticipate a lower asking price for these potentially cursed properties. Now, conversely, more than a third said they would pay extra for a home whose street number was their lucky number.
Huh.
So, Angela.
That's interesting.
Would you be more likely to buy a home if it was your lucky number? So what, I'm asking all our listeners now, what's your lucky number? Is it the month and year of your birth or your kid's birth? How about your anniversary?
The number 8. It is a sign of infinity and power. So if it was 888 or 8888, I would buy a house.
Yeah, but I know that you don't like
that. But I don't think I would do that. I have to like the house. Anyway.
You have to like the house. And I know that you don't like 666. You'd skip on that one.
I would skip it. Sure would.
All right. So all you listeners out there, think about it. Is there something that you wouldn't do because the house would be unlucky? Is it feng shui? Would you buy a house or not buy a house because it's near a cemetery?
Well, you know what's a common one is when a street dead ends to another street, and then you worry about headlights coming in the windows of the house.
But that's not lucky or unlucky. That's just
it's bad feng
annoying.
Shui. It's bad feng shui. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, someone is concerned about feng shui items. Call me. I'll help you find a house.
Okay.
I do know it. I long time ago had a customer who was a feng shui master. And so every house I showed her.
What is this, like a black belt in karate, a feng shui master?
Yes, absolutely. And so every house I showed her, she would say, oh, I can't buy this because of that. I can't buy it because of this. I can't. So anyway, I finally took her class and learned everything there was to know about feng shui because it matters.
It matters.
It does.
Okay. You have a book on feng shui.
I do.
You have another thing about feng shui, something about that the bedroom needs to be in the one specific back corner.
Well, as long as you keep it clean and tidy, yes. The right corner of your house, the back right corner of the house is the love corner. So if it's the master bedroom, that helps. Absolutely.
Our back right corner is a guest room.
Which I put red back there.
Yeah.
For love.
For love.
And keep the room clean and dust free and
well,
no
we've
clutter.
Never been in the back corner of our house.
It doesn't matter. It's about how you keep that space.
Okay. Well, we do keep it nice and clean for when guests come. Okay.
Yeah, we're still together against all odds.
Well, maybe we should go in the back right corner of our house. I don't know. Anyway, so we should not ask our guests, we should not ask our potential buyers, whether they're into feng shui or not.
Why not?
Them decide that on their own.
Well, no.
And we
if
know
they
that
are,
there
they are.
We
I
also
have a customer
know,
right now who's into it.
We
totally.
We also know that there are some nationalities that can't have their house
with the number four in it.
I didn't know that, but I was going to say that need to have their front of their house facing us, or not have their front of the house facing a certain direction.
South, because that's how you carry out the dead. Yes, there's so many things that we have learned about people's preferences and cultures as we've sold real estate over the past few decades. So, yes, those things matter.
Yes. Hey, do you are you going to be putting your house on the market and need to start cleaning it up? There are some things that you can do. Just take 15 minutes a day, and we've got a list of them that if you just spend 15 minutes a day, you know, after a few days, a few weeks, you'll have a lot of them done. For example, food storage. You probably all have too many. And some have no lids, and some have lids and no bottoms. How many?
You're talking about Tupperware.
I'm talking about plastic lids, whether they're Tupperware, the name brands, or the things that you get from Chinese restaurants.
Just made it a little more clear.
Yeah. Okay. How many plastic containers have we kept, you and me, from Olive Garden, or those quart-sized soup containers from Zoe's, or from the grocery store? Now, some sliced cold cuts even now come with plastic containers. Stop the madness. Stop the collections and get rid of most of them. And then nest the rest. You like that? Rhymes.
I do. Nest the rest.
Rest.
That's good.
Angela and I are absolutely guilty of this one. And every time we take one out and use one and then put it in the dishwasher, it's a pain in the neck to put them all away. We ought to get rid of most of them because we can't use the
30-some... I bet you have 15 free minutes today. I bet you're going to go home and do that.
You won't let me.
Ah, at least we know who's in charge.
We know who's in charge at our house. How about fridge door condiments? You know, I'll bet those fridge door shelves are sticky too. Put all the items on the refrigerator, on the kitchen counter, and clean those shelves. I'll bet many of those jars have expiration dates over a year ago. Well, not anymore, because when we were away, your daughter went through our refrigerator.
I love her.
Yes. And threw out all those jars with expiration dates. Now, here's the good part. Put sweet condiments on one shelf and spicy ones on another. Now, will that last long? Probably not. But at least the fridge will be cleaner and the old stuff will be gone. So when guests come, not guests, but potential buyers come and look in your refrigerator, because a lot of times people leave their refrigerator, they'll look and see how neat and tidy it is. And it gives a perception in their head that if your refrigerator is that neat and clean, and your Tupperware is neat and clean, and eventually we're going to tell you to do the same thing with your pantry, then guess what? They're going to think all of your maintenance items, like your air conditioner, has been taken care of. It's things like that.
Yeah, I definitely believe if your house looks OCD, we do believe that you've been maintaining the things we cannot see.
Yeah, one more thing. Is there a container on the countertop near the stove overflowing with utensils like spatulas and such, just like ours is? Do we really need six spatulas?
Yes.
Prospectors of your buyers of your home want to see a clean
yes.
look. Yes. All right.
Yes.
All of these things take 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes or less to
do. You still have other items you didn't even get to. You'll have to do it next week.
I know. That's why I'm just crossing out the ones that I have gotten to. We got more things to talk about. Hey, the Van Wees are up next. They have a so-so on what happened with the week, but they're going to tell you more about that. They're both here in the studio. Alan's not with his kids. Stay with us, everyone.